Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And as I was praying and asking the Lord, what would He have us to listen to as far as the scriptures, as far as the message, in terms of what's on God's heart, He gave me instructions to talk about our need for renewal. Now, no matter how long you may have walked with the Lord, there are times that we get weary in well-doing. There are times that we are faint from the battles, faint from the problems, and we can be renewed. That's God's desire, but we must look to Him. And as we follow spiritual principles, we will find that we don't have to be a victim of spiritual fatigue, emotional fatigue, mental fatigue, all the things that the battles, the trials, the weariness of this present dark world age we're living in can affect the body, mind, soul, and spirit. So before we begin, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank You for Your goodness. We thank You, Lord, that wherever two or three are gathered in Your name, You are there in the midst. And Father, while we may not physically be together in the Spirit, our hearts can unite because we love You and because we want to know the things that would cause us to grow in grace and in godliness. So Father, let Your anointing be upon us, Father. And there's not one of us, Lord, that doesn't need some measure of Your help, Your strength, Your grace, Your renewal in our lives. And so we claim this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Your Word is alive, it's active, and it's able to produce the things. As we meditate upon Your Word, upon the promises, we are able to partake of the life, the very strength, the anointing that is resident in that Word. For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the living Word. The Word was made flesh, hallelujah, and dwelt among us. Father, we ask all this for the glory of Your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, it's a wonderful thing to be able to say that I am a child of God. And how can we know that? There's many false paths, if you will, to what people desire in terms of fulfillment, in terms of looking for spiritual enlightenment, for peace. But there's only one way. And the Lord made it very apparent and clear to us because He sent His Son, Jesus, in the fullness of time to come to bear witness to the truth. He is the truth. He's the way, and He is the life. There is no other way to heaven, to the Father, except through the Lord Jesus. Now, the natural mind, the pride and the ego of man sometimes resists that. There's got to be other ways. The more complicated, the more esoteric, the more desirable it is, because that's the foolishness of our intellect. We think that the more obscure and obtruse something is, that perhaps the more meaningful. But Jesus made the way of salvation very simple. And I'm just going to read a few passages found in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter. And if you're not certain you're saved, then listen closely to the scriptures. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what saith it? The scriptures. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. And this is the definition, if you will, the formula to be saved. It's very simple. Well, number one, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shift, secondly, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And I'll read verse 11. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. So we believe in our heart and we confess with our mouth. And the point is, it's we are willing to make a testimony. And someone say, well, what about people that can't speak, you know, deaf mutes? Beloved, they can have their way of communication. It's a matter of believing internally, and then in whatever capacity we are able to make a public statement, to make an outward manifestation, however we are able to do it, that we believe in Jesus. Praise God. And so the Lord made it quite simple for us. But sometimes it's very hard for the unsaved man to accept the simplicity of the gospel. So God chooses the foolish things of God to confound the wise of this world. All right, I'm going to share some scripture, and we're going to talk about our need for spiritual renewal. Beloved, I need it, you need it. There's not a minister, a pastor, a child of God that does not need the renewal and the strengthening of the Holy Spirit. Now, we're going to find out what renew means by definition, but let me share 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, if you're saved, if you've accepted Jesus, he is a new creature. The spirit man becomes alive. Old things are passed away. Verse 17 says, behold, all things are become new. So we're talking about renewal, our need for renewal. What does it mean to renew? By definition, according to Webster, it is a verb. It's an action word. And it means to make like new, to restore to freshness, vigor, or perfection. To make new spiritually, that's the second meaning of it. To regenerate or be formed again. To change radically and for the better. So to be renewed is a very positive process. Whether we are just needing to be strengthened, because we're living in a world of change. Nothing stays just static, unchanging. There's just natural laws with the passage of time, gravity, all the natural laws that God created to govern the universe, they're in operation because we live in time. A time is coming when, hallelujah, I'll look for that day when time shall be no more. Those of you who are pressed with schedules, you may be able to relate to that. So we need renewal, and I would like to share with you four waves of scriptural renewal. And to begin, we have to understand we have a physical body, we can relate to that. We have a soul, which is the seat of our will, our emotions, our mind, and then there's our spirit. It's that part of us which is the entirety of who we are that is eternal. Every single human being will live forever, and we get to choose where we go after death, with the Lord or not in his presence, which is not a good place. It's a place reserved for the devil and his angels. So the four ways of scriptural renewal we're going to be looking at is a renewal of the mind, a renewal of strength, that's physical as well as emotional and spiritual, a renewal of the inner man or the heart. That's what scripture talks about, the heart. It's talking about the inner man. And then, fourthly, renewal of the Lord's work, which generally comes after these other three renewals of the individual. Renewal of the mind, renewal of our strength, renewal of our inner man of the heart. And then, when God's people are renewed, then indeed we will see a renewal of the Lord's work. All right. Before we begin, let's Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you, Father, and we ask you to open your word. And Lord, let the truth of Scripture have a powerful impact on every person that's listening. Lord, we all have such a need for renewal in the times in which we are living. Everything about us, Lord, the natural world system, it drains our strength, it drains our attention, it drains our energies, and we look to you for renewal. So, Father, open our hearts, open our spirits to receive the anointing and the power of God's word as we seek to be strengthened and renewed in you. And we do it, Lord, not just for our own ability, our own strength, but we do it for the advancement of the kingdom, that we might bring pleasure and joy to your heart. And if you prayed that prayer out there, we all say amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. So let's talk about renewal of the mind. First of all, you may not realize it, but because it's so important and God knows that it is, it's actually one of our responsibilities. It's our duty. Ephesians 4, 23 and 24 says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." In other words, the thoughts we think are the things we concentrate upon and meditate upon. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man. Remember that scripture here in the beginning? If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, all things become new. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Put on the new man, which after God, hallelujah, is created in righteousness and true holiness. Hallelujah. Well, my time is drawing to an end, and I want to stop right here, and we're going to begin tomorrow by understanding what the scriptures have to say, our responsibilities and our duty of what it means to have our minds renewed. And I pray that you'll be able to be with me tomorrow. We're heard on the station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. Should you miss a broadcast and you have the internet, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for your listening convenience. Now, if you have prayer needs, I personally read the letters that come in, and I will personally respond. No one else is in the office doing this. It's me. I invite you to write the announcer. We'll get that contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours. This is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.